for my lover returning to his wife. She's all there. She was carefully melted down for you and cast up from your childhood, cast up from your 100 favorite Aggies. She has always been there, my darling. She is, in fact, exquisite. Fireworks in the dull middle of February and as real as a cast iron pot. Let's face it, I have been momentary, a luxury. A bright red sloop in the harbor, my hair rising like smoke from the car window. Little neck clams out of season. She is more than that. She is your have-to-have. Has grown you your practical, your tropical growth. This is not an experiment. She is all harmony. She sees to the oars and oarlocks for the dinghy. Has placed wildflowers at the window at breakfast. Sat by the potter's wheel at midday. Set for three children on the moon. Three cherubs drawn by Michelangelo. Done this with her legs spread out in the terrible months in the chapel. If you glance up, the children are there, like delicate balloons rising on the ceiling. She has also carried each one down the hall after supper, their heads privately bent, two legs protesting, person to person, her face flushed with a song in their little sleep. I give you back your heart. I give you permission. For the fuse inside her throbbing angrily in the dirt. For the bitch in her and the burying of her wound. For the burying of her small red wound alive. For the pale flickering flare under her ribs. For the drunken sailor who waits in her left pulse. For the mother's knee. For the stockings. For the garter belt. The call. The curious call. When you will burrow in arms and breasts and tug at the orange ribbon in her hair and answer the call, the curious call. She is so naked and singular. She is the sum of yourself and your dream. Climb her like a monument, step after step. She is solid. As for me, I am a watercolor. I wash off.